We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We certainly got the NFL around the corner, and to talk about it, we're very happy to bring back in the Playmaker, who's going to be joining us once again this upcoming NFL season, each and every Monday at 4 o'clock, appearing on the Dialpad guest line. Dialpad helps you make smarter calls. Michael Irvin, Hall of Famer, Playmaker, Radio.com NFL Insider. Michael, it's great to have you on the show today. How are you, sir?
D, hear your voice. Makes it great, man. It's been a minute in talking to you, man, but it's great to talk to you, and it is great that right around the corner, we'll have some training camp and football going on, and I will be visiting San Francisco. I told people I want to visit the 49ers on my training camp walk and watch to see what's going on, because I want to see, since I'm on with you, I need to make sure I'm abreast on everything.
I appreciate that. Michael, getting that homework done. We were just talking about attention to detail is the difference between a quarterback who wins 10, 11 games and a quarterback who never made it in this league. This is a massive year for Jimmy Garoppolo. People were bought in at the 5-0. People, I think, were bought in. Then the ACL. This guy has to prove that he is a Super Bowl caliber quarterback, and he needs to do it early in the year. He's got as much pressure on him as anyone in sports coming up, Michael.
He absolutely does. I mean, because now you're back, and things have come off where he just started so strong, and rightfully so. Say what you will, you can't sit back and say anybody did the wrong thing when you saw how it started out and his contract happened to be up. You had to make that decision. You had to make that move. I got people now, D, arguing about, is Dak Prescott worth the money? I'm like, dude, listen, this is the business. This is the business we are in. This is where these numbers are. In 2 years, the numbers are going to be even more ridiculous than this, because that new collective bargaining agreement, it'll go from being 25, 27, 30 million to 35 a year to 40 and 45 million a year. So if you can get a guy locked up. But it is a lot of pressure on Gronk now when he's coming back off that injury, and you have pieces around him that he didn't have around him when he went on that 5-game win streak. Now, and it wasn't expected, it's expected now.
Michael Irvin here on 95.7 The Game. And look, when the 49ers are going to be moving this football through the air, it can't be all George Kittle. They've got an interesting young receiving group for the first time, very unproven, outside of Marquise Goodwin, who you could say also checks the mark on box of, you know, consistency still needs to be proven. Dante Pettis, Debo Samuel, who, by the way, Michael, got more ink over the weekend than I think anybody in the NFL. Kendrick Bourne, Trent Taylor, Jordan Matthews. When you look at the potential of an unproven receiving core, do you like it? Do you not like it?
Well, if the room is great and you say unproven, they are proving themselves, just not at this level and in this place. Because all of these guys have come from somewhere and have had success at where they were. Now it's just a matter of proving themselves here, right now, with this team. And I do like a young team, a young talented team, and you throw in Jordan Matthews, who I absolutely love as a young man, and he, things haven't worked out, but he wanted to work out and fill in all of those places so he can come together and give a little bit of veteran leadership to those young guys. If that room is right and they feel real good about what Gronk does, and he passes the ball around and get the ball around. When we first started on our Super Bowl run, we had a pretty young room. I was probably one of the older receivers. Well, Kevin K. Mark was one of the older receivers, but all of our starters were 3 or 4 years, you know, younger. So it could work well, because now everybody's fighting to become the man. So everybody's going to give what they have to give and play hard and let the cards fall as they may. As far as who's going to be the man. If I'm Pettis, I'm not capitulating that to Marquise Goodwin. I'm like, no, dog. I'm still in this fight. I'm trying to still be the number one guy here. And from that standpoint, the room can be good.
Well, on that note, Playmaker, as you talk about players who have a lot to prove at the NFL level, the Niners use their second and third round picks on wide receivers. Obviously, it's an adjustment for every player making the jump from college to the pros. There are things that you have to learn. But specifically for the position that you played and for these two picks here, what are the things that a wide receiver, what are the adjustments that that position has to make in particular?
Great question, D. Dan, let me tell you something I tell people all the time as I work with wide receivers. I say, you give me a month, I can have them right. Now, what am I going to work on for the first 3 weeks of that month? Nothing but coming off the ball. Let me see you release on press. I want you to be so inundated with releases against press coverage that you're looking forward to people pressing you as opposed to being so afraid of being pressed. Most young guys come in the league, that's the last thing they want to see you do. They don't want to see you come up and press them. I'm going to work with a guy for 3 weeks on this press coverage alone. The rest of it is understanding how this game is played. Don't tell me you know how to get open. I want you to tell me you know when to be open. Because if I know how to get open and I get open before it's time for him to throw, that's no good. He's not throwing me the ball right now, and the DB has recovered. If I know how to get open and he's ready to throw and I'm not open, that's no good. So I want to hear you say, oh, my God, I know how to get open. But more importantly, you better tell me you know when to be open.
Michael Irvin here on 95.7 The Game. In terms of getting open, Antonio Brown is very good at that. The Raiders have quite a weapon. And if you like entertainment, Michael, the Raiders are going to be on Hard Knocks and John Gruden's on HBO and can swear all he wants. This is going to be fun.
I love that, too. I told you, I love how his brother said, you guys got to go get the Raiders. That would be a great Hard Knocks. You know, John and Mike, my colleague, Mike over there.
Mayock.
Mike Mayock, and you know Mike Mayock, man, let me tell you something. Mike Mayock is a grumpy dude in the media, as grumpy as he is. So I guarantee you, mark my word, you guys will see that camera around Mike Mayock, and Mike Mayock looking like he's telling people to get off his lawn. That's just what he looks like when he gets grumpy. But it is going to be interesting with all of that. The social media tie-in of Antonio Brown and how all of that plays out. Everybody wants to see how different things are going to play with Antonio in Oakland after what went down in Pittsburgh. So you're right. That's going to be an interesting watch. I guarantee it'll be one of the highest rated that they've ever had on that show.
So as a follow-up then, how would Hard Knocks have worked with the mid-90s Cowboys? I mean, who's the star of that show?
Oh, you would have had co-stars. I was going to try to not be the co-star in that show. Trust me. But you got guys like Charles Haley, guys like Nate Newton, man, that made the locker room so incredible to play in and be around. And that's why, this is another thing, guys, I tell people all the time. You give me 2 hours in a locker room. Just give me 2 hours in the locker room watching the guys do their thing, and I can tell you exactly who that team cannot do without. You know, you can get that when you're watching a show like The Hard Knocks. You'll watch it, and just watch a couple episodes, you'll be able to say, okay, that team can't do without this guy, because what he brings to the locker room and how he gets guys going, even when it's a down day where everybody doesn't feel like necessarily playing, he gets them going. Watch what I'm telling you. You'll be able to tell that.
In terms of swagger, what did Deion Sanders mean to a locker room?
Well, Deion brings in a ton of confidence for a whole secondary. And he'll play it that way. He'll tell guys, listen, man, don't you guys worry about this side. Just do your job. Just play that half of the field. I'll cover this whole side, you know. And everybody's joking, but he's serious about it. That makes a huge difference. And then you got to start making those guys measure up to you. It's not just about what you're doing. It's about making those guys measure up to what you're doing, match your play, and make sure they make the way. I mean, it's a huge difference.
The Hall of Famer, Michael Irvin, here on 95.7 The Game. Darren Smith is up from San Diego here on the Damon Bruce Show, hanging out with me all week long. Michael, what Jerry Jones wants, Jerry Jones usually gets. He and Robert Kraft just pitched 18-game schedule, players eligible for 16 starts in the schedule. What did you think when you heard that?
I knew they'd been on this path for a while. And you know, they're throwing it out early so we can get all our hard talks out of the way as they get ready to go into negotiations. And honestly, I'm torn in this position. I'm torn in this position. We used to play 14 games. Now we moved to 16. Now we're trying to move to 18. I agree we don't need four preseason games, you know, because you can get some things out of practice. I agree on that side. But I'm not necessarily all buying in on doing 18 regular season games. You know, that's a tough turn for teams, and especially you see by the end of the year, this is a war of attrition. What team has enough people to put on the field that survived the whole season to get here? So yeah, I'm torn on it. But now here, understand this: I do understand that I am a football player first. But right after football player, I'm a businessman, business man. Bring me some business in here. Bring me some money in here now. Don't fool yourself. If they're telling me salaries can jump, and they showed me that salaries are going to jump this percentage, and we put two more games on there, if you talk to me like that, I can be persuaded to come over to your side. You see what I'm saying? I can be persuaded to come over to your side if you give me a bigger roster also. Because I'm going to have to get more guys in the game and get more breaks. So you have to give me a bigger roster and give me a bigger chunk of money.
Well, one of the details with the 18-game schedule was this idea that you would have 18 games, but the players could only play in 16, which to me, I've got a million questions about how that would work, especially right. With incentive bonuses, et cetera, and when you take off and how that what that looks like. But is there an idea
you mean
there
to tell
for
me
you?
I'm going to pay a guy $40 million a year to play quarterback and tell him, don't worry, you don't have to play two games?
You get 2 weeks off.
Yeah.
Right. Come on, man. That's the whole kicker now. And even if they try something like that and say, this is off limits for the quarterback, since we're not letting you hit him anyway, you see what I'm saying? We're not letting you hit the quarterback anyway, then maybe you can start working in that direction. Everybody else will play 16 games. Quarterback, you can play all 18 because we don't allow anybody to hit you anyway. You know, that's just what it is.
Michael, we just saw yet another running back say that it's time to hold out unless my money gets right. Le'Veon Bell pretty much laid the groundwork for what we're seeing happen again here in the NFL. And look, I just got to say, when it comes to protected citizens, the running back is probably the least protected NFL citizen there is, certainly on the offensive side of the ball. Everybody's got places where you can and can't hit the guy. Unless a running back is pretending he's a wide receiver, you can pretty much hit him anywhere. What do you think needs to be done to get running backs paid, knowing that it's a grind, knowing that playing 2 years in a row without an injury is almost an impossibility these days?
Yeah, and I don't agree with the mantra that we try to place across this league that you can win with any running back. I tell people all the time, I say, listen, yeah, anybody can run the ball, but anybody can win running the ball. There's a difference between running a football and winning running the football. And every time, even these great quarterbacks, when they start playing poorly, or Tom Brady start playing poorly, the first thing we talk about, well, you got to give them some run support. He's playing without any run support. So we know the importance of the game, but when we get the special players, Le'Veon Bells, Ezekiel Elliott, all of these special guys, we start trying to hold them to the rest of the pack. And these guys are game-winning runners, not just running. You can get a guy run for 1,000 yards. He's winning games as he rushed for 1,000 yards. He's scoring touchdowns. That's the bottom line. So I understand that they want to win by committee at a position, but when you get a game changer, you got to pay the guy. And I don't. I totally understand these guys are tired of being strapped with the average when they are better than the average and they are great.
Michael, obviously Ezekiel Elliott is way above the average of normal running back. Is he his own worst enemy?
Yeah, he's young. He's young. And let's be ready. And what else is his worst enemy is? It's today's world. You got to understand now that social media is out here. Everything is on camera. Now, let's be real, guys. People want to get on Zeke for that last situation out in Las Vegas, out drinking and kind of walking up on a guy. He didn't swing, he didn't punch a guy. And now he keeps coming back because now the guy all of a sudden, he's really realized what's going on. And his dad said, man, we can get some money out of this thing. Of course, you want to walk that back now. We're going to file charges, But the reality is what I said to Zeke. I said to all young guys, and I just left Snoop Dogg, and we were doing an event here for some young rookies. And then one thing I told him, I said, listen, man, I don't care where you played. I told Zeke that you played at Ohio State. That's a great program, but it's so small compared to the Dallas Cowboys. So understand, everything you do now is going to get blown up. So be smart about what you do. Now, on the other side, D&D, we got to understand, too, these are some young kids doing young kid stuff. That Zeke did, that's just young, dumb stuff. You walk up on somebody falls back. Oh, okay, all right, nobody hurt. Let's just move on from that and not make this. Let's not make this kid the worst kid in the world for doing young, dumb stuff.
Well, hopefully this kid does get his act together and grows up soon. Speaking of kids doing stuff, did you see that they were making fun of Zion for coming into a little NBA summer league, a little heavy? Look, Mike, if I known that I have been the number one pick in the NFL in the NBA draft since I was in eighth grade, I'm probably going to Sizzler after my last college game too.
and enjoy some. And now, it's so funny because usually the summer league is to play yourself into shape.
Right.
Like you're coming into camp. But here again, we just talked about it. With all of the attention and social media out there, everything is under the scope. So now Zion comes in. Forget all this hard work this man has done to become the number one pick. We want to start calling him, okay, he's lazy. He's not a worker. Dude, stop. Let's just stop. It's just the man just got off the circuit of taking on all these winning these awards and everything. It happens when you see guys that go through all of those Heisman circuits and then have to show up at the combine. At the combine, you get caught up into all of that stuff and you get away from the main thing. And that's what I was telling those kids with Snoop Dogg today. I said, listen, always make the main thing the main thing. And the main thing is your game.
Playmaker, your colleague at NFL Network has been talking a lot about the NFL upcoming the season. Now, new rules in play with instant replay on offensive and defensive pass interferences. One of my favorite interviews that I ever did was with you. You won't remember it, but it was in Phoenix for the Super Bowl. And we were talking a lot about offensive pass interference.
Yeah.
Now, you're a Hall of Famer no matter what happened in any era in your career. But what? You were one of the best at that. No disrespect. What are your thoughts on the league now being able to review, in hindsight, offensive
passes? Listen, man, it's so funny. Because I was just telling somebody about I remember that game in Arizona. We played the Super Bowl against Pittsburgh, and I ran a post-corner post, 88 special post-corner post. Cornell Lake was playing, and I ran the post. Back to the corner. He didn't bite on the corner. He sat under the post. I was coming back to the post. It was clearly going to be an interception. Troy throws it on a timing. And since I didn't get him to break on the route, this was going to be an interception. I'm looking. I said, oh, my God. I reach right behind his head, right in his shoulder pad, yank him down, still catches a touchdown. The ref throws the flag. I said, what are you talking about? Oh, my God, this wasn't weird. It was a pass interference. That was a clean play. I argued for the first 5-10 minutes, whatever. Then we walked over to the sideline. I looked at the ref. I said, hey, man. He said, what's that? I said, how did you see that? He said, it was passing the field. I said, oh, absolutely it was. I said, how did you see it? He was like, oh. And so I would be hurt because they would be challenging me all the time in that situation because my mentality is, and these kids' mentality should be, if it's going to be an interception, I don't care. I got to make sure I do not allow you to intercept that football. I'd rather take second and 25 over first and 10 the other way. You see, so always those in the great. If you got a guy in that mindset, they're going to come back and look at those plays. Yeah, that would have worried me. That would have worried me. Just because I like playing the physical game, it'll be interesting to watch this season to see how that plays off coming off of that New Orleans game.
Let's be honest, Michael. When you do it, it's gamesmanship. When they're doing it, that's when it's cheating.
It's cheating. That's exactly right. It's cheating. I'd rather argue with you as the ref than argue with my quarterback. Because I know he hated throwing interceptions.
I got one final question for you. It's got nothing to do with football at all, but you understand sports. You understand winning at the highest level. You understand chemistry. You understand making the top dollar at your position. Kevin Durant just walked away from all of that to do something else. What do you think really led Kevin Durant out of Golden State, Michael?
The same thing that made him play when everybody talks about he should not have played, which blows my mind. I don't know. Everybody told me, well, they blame Golden State. They blame Kevin Durant shouldn't have been on the field. I'm like, what are you guys talking about? Do you understand what this man had an opportunity to be? And that's what he's chasing. The money, he can't spend the money, all the money he's making. But his place in history is something that will never ever change. If you could mark yourself your place in history, he was that Golden State was down 3-1. I'm coming back for that with that bad leg. Whatever, I'm coming back to try to mark my way in history. I could have been part of the LeBron James Michael Jordan conversation, but that's the same thing making me leave Golden State right now. If I could have come back and won for Golden State. And now I go back and go somewhere else and take my own team and win. That's all about history, man. That's about leaving your mark on history. He's going to make the money. Everybody was willing to pay him the money. 80% Kevin Durant is worth the max contract. So I understand. I understand why he came back to play. I understand why he left. Even though for me, I would have wanted to stay and try to win 5 or 6 championships with that team so I could be talked about with Michael Jordan and pass to LeBron James.
Michael Irvin, one of the best conversations we have, and we're going to have it every Monday at 4 o'clock. We're so excited to know that we're going to kick off another football season with you, my friend. Thank you, Michael. Always great to talk to you. You're a spectacular guest.
All right, buddy, and I'll let you guys know when I'm coming down to camp, man, so, you know, we can make sure we keep everything going on because we got to get this going, man. I'm excited about this season, buddy.
Done and done. The playmaker, Michael Irvin, the Hall of Famer here on 95.7 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.